Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of walking together with you, experiencing your kingdom realities and sharing your kingdom realities. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful understanding that we are the sons of God, that the creation is waiting for so they can come out of the frustration into the glorious liberty. So thank you. Thank you for your great love. To move our hearts, Lord, to bless and encourage others to come to your light and into the marvelous liberty of the children of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 12, verse 27 to 30. And if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your people drive them out? So then they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters.
You, praise God, powerful words. And this is the beauty of Jesus' life. You know, he came to seek and to save. He came to restore this world back to the way it's supposed to be. One man brought sin into the world, Adam, the fall, and now Jesus has come to bring restoration. And so we have come from God as well. We know the devil doesn't create man. The devil can't do that, but God made us. Amen. And he formed us in our mother's womb. And we come with a predestined purpose. In Christ, we were predestined in Christ even before the foundation of the earth, and so we've come into this fallen world and this kingdom of darkness. We've been speaking a lot about in this chapter 12, and we need to know this kingdom is not a reality in the sense that it's not permanent. It's got an expiry date. It's going to come to an end where the devil and his angels and the false prophet and the beast and those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life is cast into the lake of fire. So it's something that's passing away. So we've got to push it, come out. We've got to come out. The kingdom of God is here so we can come out of the kingdom of dark into the kingdom of the Son of His love. I love the wonderful picture that Paul preached, and this is the same that Jesus preached. Jesus came, and here we can see he's binding the strong man. He's bigger than the strong man, the devil, and his angels, and he's setting people free. And then he went and he died, and after his death, the devil was put out of heaven, and Jesus got all authority in heaven and earth. And now he's working powerfully, calling his children, calling us out. And then we walk in his footsteps. And we also call them to set free the captives. So the liberty and the beauty is here of a kingdom that has got all power, of a king that's got all power and a kingdom that has come and is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So back to Acts 17, he's speaking there to Greeks, people that has got all foreign ideas and a lot of horrible, wrong concepts. And he starts off there, he says, we come from God. Everything came from God. He made the world, and he's put mankind out there so that they can come, that all mankind, all nations can come, and they can turn from their sins to the living God and then walk with him, because in him we live and move and have our beings. And he's given proof that this day is here, that Jesus is alive and Jesus is ruling by raising him from the dead. And then there's coming a time where the final judgment, have you accepted or have you rejected? Are you walking with your God? Are you gathering, or are you content with being deceived by the devil and his lies and the world keeping away your beautiful destiny, the plan that God has got for you, your name written in heaven? And that's it. We've got to choose to turn away from all this deception, these lies, this darkness that is passing away. But we pass into the reality of the kingdom and the reality of our God and fellowship with our God and obedience to our God, so that we can arise and shine. Darkness covers the earth, but we can arise and shine, for our light has come. And then we are gatherers, not scatterers. We are walking together with the Lord, and we are making a difference, helping to bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, because creation is waiting. All the animals, everything that God made, he made for purpose, and they all need to come back to their God and then to their original purpose, their design, the plan, the love of God, the perfect love of God, the will of God, the destiny of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.